News Ramp Business and Corporate Podcast, Friday evening, May 8th, 2026. Quick note, AI-powered delivery. Full coverage at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. First up.
Tiny Gems Breaks. Frontieris North America, Inc. Advancing FAS Form TM for domestic feedstock-driven energy production. Frontieris North America, Inc. is advancing its FAS Form TM technology for domestic feedstock-driven energy production. The company's CEO, Matt McKean, describes FAS Form as a solid carbon fractionation process that breaks down coal into valuable products like ultra-low sulfur diesel, naphtha, and industrial chemicals. This innovative approach aims to revolutionize coal utilization with zero waste and no emissions, all sourced from American soil.
OGI to begin system upgrades in the city of Lancaster and Lancaster Township. UGI Utilities will commence system upgrades in the city of Lancaster and Lancaster Township on May 11, 2026. This initiative aims to enhance safety and reliability, offering the chance for properties along the route to switch to natural gas. UGI Utilities, Inc. serves over 760,000 customers and remains committed to providing efficient service.
Investor news breaks why Greenland Energy Company is one to watch. Greenland Energy is an exploration-focused oil and gas company targeting development in the Jameson Land Basin, a historically underexplored hydrocarbon region in the Arctic. The company's vision is to responsibly unlock Greenland's energy potential through science-driven exploration and innovation, focusing on progressing exploration efforts in the Jameson Land Basin towards initial well development.
Mining news breaks: Blue Moon Metals Inc. closes Cone $156.30 million bought deal offerings. Blue Moon Metals Inc. has closed its Cone $156.25 million bought deal offerings, issuing 15.65 million common shares at CTETN dollars each. The funds will support construction capital for the Nusir and Blue Moon projects, development at the Springer Tungsten and Apex projects, exploration, U.S. South growth initiatives, and general corporate purposes, pending TSX Venture Exchange approval.
Stonegate Capital Partners updates coverage on New Skin Enterprises, Inc. One quarter, $26. Stonegate Capital Partners updates coverage on New Skin Enterprises, Inc., reporting revenue, AGNI, and AGPS slightly below estimates. Despite lower-than-expected results, management remains optimistic about Prism.io and emerging markets. Improved gross margin and early field stabilization indicate positive trends. Guidance suggests confidence in a second-half improvement cadence.
Network news breaks. Newsmax, Inc. surpasses 25 million social media followers. Newsmax, Inc. has reached a significant milestone, surpassing 25 million followers on its social media platforms. The company's digital audience continues to grow, with record audience metrics in the first quarter of 2026. Newsmax's Facebook user reach increased by 44% sequentially and 119% year-over-year, while the Newsmax app has exceeded 13 million downloads, expanding the company's multi-platform media presence. Rock breaks: Lahontan Gold Corp. shines as emerging Nevada story with multi-asset portfolio. Lahontan Gold Corp., a Canadian mine development and exploration company, is making waves in Nevada with its multi-asset portfolio. The company's Santa Fe mine project, part of its four-property portfolio in Nevada's Walker Lane, has historical gold and silver production. Lahontan's focus on advancing these projects highlights its potential in the established mining belt. For more information, visit Lahontan Gold Corp.'s website.
Vaflor Minerals, Inc. expands gold asset portfolio in Abitibi's supporting mine-to-mill platform, Passport. Vaflor Minerals, Inc. expands its gold asset portfolio in Abitibi with the acquisition of the Mackenzie East Gold Project. The company aims to utilize these assets to support its mine-to-mill platform, including the Beacon Gold Mill, LaFleur's strategic move aligns with its goal of increasing revenue through a vertically integrated gold production strategy. EGI system upgrades set to begin next week in Salem Township. UGI Utilities will kick off system upgrades in Salem Township, Lucerne County, next Monday. This initiative aims to enhance service reliability and safety. Residents and businesses along the project route can opt for natural gas. UGI Utilities serves over 760,000 customers and is committed to providing top-notch utility services.
Network news breaks. Strawberry Fields REIT Inc. reports higher Q1 FFO, advances $300 million credit facility. Strawberry Fields REIT reported a strong first quarter performance with FFO increasing to $20.90 million, FFO to $18.80 million, and net income to $9.50 million. The company also secured a $300 million credit facility to refinance debt and support acquisition growth. With rental income up and 100% of contractual rents collected, the future looks promising for Strawberry Fields REIT.
Investor news breaks. Knight Food Holdings, Inc. featured in Network News audio service Robotics APR. Knight Food Holdings is featured in a Network News audio press release highlighting the accelerating adoption of service robotics. Knight Foods Tech Force Robotics Unit focuses on practical hospitality automation solutions to deliver immediate operational value as service robotics adoption scales. Tech Force Robotics, a subsidiary of the company, is an AI-enhanced service robotics and automation company focused on developing, deploying, and scaling autonomous robotic solutions for various industries.
Investor Newsbreak's Strawberry Fields REIT, Inc. declares quarterly cash dividend. Strawberry Fields REIT has declared a quarterly cash dividend of $0.17 per common share. The dividend will be paid on June 30, 2026, to stockholders of record at the close of business on June 16, 2026.
Network news breaks. LaFleur Minerals, Inc. engages executive search firm to support production transition. LaFleur Minerals, Inc. has enlisted the Bidford Consulting Group to recruit a senior mining executive for its Beacon Gold Mill restart in Quebec. The move aims to bolster leadership as the company shifts focus from exploration to production. Recent milestones include a $7.80 million financing, positive economic assessment, increased mineral resource estimate, and a proposed $30 million gold prepayment facility. LaFleur also acquired the Mackenzie East Gold Project, expanding its presence in Quebec's Val-d'Or district.
American Fusion TM Inc., a MFN, expands into government procurement while advancing fusion energy development. American Fusion TM Inc. expands into government procurement while advancing fusion energy development. The company launched a government procurement services segment alongside its fusion energy business, securing an initial transaction with the Canadian Department of National Defense. This $58,000 purchase order involves specialized RF measurement equipment supplied through Canadian contractor Effective Acceleration Ventures Limited. Management sees this as a way to build relationships in the defense sector while continuing fusion platform development.
Stonegate Capital Partners updates coverage on OpFi Inco. Stonegate Capital Partners updated coverage on OpFi Inco, highlighting its shift towards a bank-enabled deposit-funded model through the pending BNCC acquisition. Despite lower originations, revenue and receivables grew, supported by credit discipline. The pending acquisition is expected to drive significant EPS accretion. Product and technology investments are expected to drive growth in 2026. Stonegate Capital Partners provides investor relations and equity research services for public companies.
Taxing oil profits could help fund energy transition. A U.S.-South Israeli military strike on Iran has led to a surge in oil and gas prices globally, boosting energy companies' profits. Advocacy groups are pushing for governments to tax these gains for clean energy and household relief.
Turbal Energy SA is among the businesses implementing renewable energy programs. For more updates, visit greenenergystocks.com.
EVs take 98% share of new car registrations in Norway in April. Norway saw a remarkable 98.6% share of new passenger car registrations being electric vehicles in April, surpassing the previous record of 98.4%. Out of 11,103 registrations, 10,952 were fully electric, with only 87 diesel and 31 petrol vehicles. This trend could lead to increased sales for companies like Massimo Group in the future.
Study group offers insights on the conflicting signals within copper markets. Copper prices are navigating uncertain waters as the market reacts to developments in the Iran crisis. The closure of the Strait of Hormuz is creating conflicting signals, impacting prices. Despite these disruptions, companies like Numa Numa Resources Inc. are optimistic about the future, banking on supply limitations and the energy transition. Stay tuned for more updates on this evolving market.
ES Gold Corp. CEO Gordon Robb acknowledges 2026 as a very big year for the company, with ambitious plan for upcoming milestones. ES Gold Corp., a development stage company focused on mineral properties, anticipates a significant year ahead for its Montauban gold-silver project in Quebec. CEO Gordon Robb highlighted the company's progress and ambitious plans for 2026, including securing equipment and advancing its processing facility. With a successful fundraising round, ESG Gold is poised for growth and resource extraction at its flagship project.
Investor news breaks. Wheaton Precious Metals Corp. declares increased quarterly cash dividend. Wheaton Precious Metals Corp. WPM has declared an increased quarterly cash dividend of $0.19.5 per common share for 2026, marking an 18% rise from 2025. The dividend, payable on June 9, 2026, to shareholders of record as of May 27, 2026, comes with the option to reinvest. Find more details at the company's newsroom.
Investor News Breaks KLAIBIO Inc. implements 1-for-50 reverse stock split. KLAIBIO has implemented a 1-for-50 reverse stock split of its common stock effective as of 4:05 p.m. on May 8, 2026. The split adjusted trading will commence on the NASDAQ Capital Market starting May 11, 2026. This move will reduce the company's outstanding common shares significantly and include proportional adjustments to outstanding equity awards, warrants, and other convertible securities.
Mission IR News Breaks. Wheaton Precious Metals Corp. reports record Q1 revenue, earnings, and cash flow. Wheaton Precious Metals Corp. announced record first quarter financial results, including $901 million in revenue, $582 million in net earnings, and $766 million in operating cash flow. The company delivered 212,000 attributable gold equivalent ounces, increased its quarterly dividend by 18%, and ended the quarter with a cash balance of $2.20 billion. Wheaton also advanced growth through new agreements in Peru, Australia, and Canada.
SafePro Group Inc. enters into master teaming agreement to develop, integrate, and deploy next-gen battlefield intelligence solutions. SafePro Group, a developer of AI-enabled security solutions, has signed a master teaming agreement with a U.S. government prime contractor. The agreement aims to create and deploy advanced battlefield intelligence solutions combining AI threat detection with autonomous air and ground platforms. SafePro recently showcased its technology at a U.S. Army event and successfully completed an exercise locating scattered mines using AI-powered drone imagery processing. Green Energy Breaks. American Fusion Inc. advances 5MW Texitron pre-production unit toward testing. American Fusion Inc. has made significant progress with its 5MW Texatron pre-production unit as fabrication partners in Odessa, Texas, complete the structural frame. This milestone marks the company's transition from prototype development to integrated system assembly and controlled testing. The unit will undergo further integration work before being shipped to the Fort Worth facility for system testing, diagnostics, validation, and safety evaluations.
Stonegate Capital Partners updates coverage on BlackSky Technology, Inc. one quarter. 26 showed a clear Gen 3 commercialization trend with increased sovereign contract adoption and raised FY26 revenue and Adjusted EBITDA guidance. The quarter highlighted the expansion to 4 satellites, enabling daily revisit rates for 35 centimeters imagery globally. Management's focus on recurring subscription services and operational efficiency positions BKSI strongly in the commercial geospatial intelligence sector.
Stonegate Capital Partners updates coverage on Gladstone Commercial Corp. NASDAQ GS, good, reporting revenue, FOO per share, and AFO per share of $41,900,000, $0.35, and $0.30, respectively. The quarter showed stability in recurring portfolio fundamentals, industrial mix shift, office rollover management, and dividend coverage. Stonegate Capital Partners is a leading capital markets advisory firm providing investor relations and equity research services.
Investor News Breaks, Redwood AI Corp., Frankfurt, Y0NWKNA422EZ, appoints public safety and defense advisor. Redwood AI Corp. announced the appointment of Dr. Matthew A. Roberts as public safety and defense advisor, expanding its AI-powered chemical synthesis platform, Reactosphere. The company also extended its market awareness and corporate communications engagement with a budget of CAD $900,000. For more information, visit Redwood AI's website.
Network News Breaks, Sizzle Brands Corporation, CBOE Canada, CZZ, L Frankfurt, 8 USC closes US $6,200,000 convertible note. Financing, Sizzle Brands Corporation announced the closing of a US $6.20 million senior secured convertible note financing with Ascent Partners Fund, LLC, and secured a commitment for an additional $1 million unsecured convertible note financing. The proceeds are expected to support working capital, retail expansion of CWNYHY hydration, and operations at the company's CWNY hydration factory.
Investor News Breaks, SKYX Platforms Corp. to host corporate update in Q1 2026 results call, May 11th. SKYX Platforms Corp. will hold a corporate update conference call on May 11th, 2026. At 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time. The call will feature Founder and Executive Chairman Ronnie Cohen, CEO Lenny Sokolow, President Steve Schmidt, and CFO Marc Boisseau discussing new developments, a Q1 2026 business overview, and financial results. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
Investor News Breaks, Lantern Pharma expands with Zeta.AI roadmap with multi-agent AI and computational biology tools. Lantern Pharma has announced the expansion of its with Zeta.AI platform, introducing Zeta Swarm T and Zeta Omedics T tools, along with new enterprise capabilities. These additions aim to enhance institutional oncology research and drug discovery workflows. Lantern Pharma is a clinical-stage precision oncology company utilizing AI and machine learning to develop cancer therapies, with a focus on transforming the industry. For more information, visit the company's newsroom. Investor News Breaks, Aragenix Inc. NYSE American OGEN signs LOITGOIS technology from SIGIN Therapeutics. Technology from SIGIN Therapeutics, Aragenix Inc. NYSE American OG has signed a letter of intent with Sigyn Therapeutics, Inc. to license its cardiodialysis TM blood purification technology. This agreement will allow Orogenics to develop and commercialize the technology for traumatic brain injury and chronic neurodegenerative diseases. The move complements Orogenics' Phase 2A intranasal neurosteroid candidate ONP-002, offering a dual modality approach targeting inflammation on both sides of the blood-brain barrier. Pipeline maturity is redefining valuations in biotech. Pipeline maturity is redefining valuations in the biotech industry, shifting focus from revenue to clinical stage progression and probability of success. Ontotelic Therapeutics is at the forefront of this change, showcasing how scientific advancement impacts financial positioning. This shift challenges traditional valuation metrics, recognizing the complexities of biotech development. For more information on Ontotelic Therapeutics, visit the company's newsroom.
Mission IR News Breaks, Datavault AI Inqua, evaluating dividend spinout of Acoustic Sciences division into API Media. Datavault AI is considering a dividend spinout of its Acoustic Sciences division into a new public company called API Media. With the proposed NASDAQ ticker symbol DADIADO, this move aims to separate acoustic technologies and live events operations from the AI-driven data business. The transaction is subject to board approval, definitive agreements, regulatory approvals, and other closing conditions, allowing shareholders to receive shares of API Media as a dividend while enabling independent growth strategies for both businesses.
A News Breaks. Knight Food Holdings spotlighted an AE Newswire coverage of expanding service robotics market. Knight Food Holdings was featured in AE Newswire for its focus on scalable AI-driven robotics systems in response to the expanding service robotics market. The editorial highlighted the company's strategic collaborations and innovative approach to meet the growing global demand for automation across various industries like healthcare, logistics, and hospitality.
Investor News Breaks. Nextplat Corp. NASDAQ, NXPL, NXPLW, to report first quarter 2026 financial results on May 14th. Nextplat Corp., a global consumer products and services company, will report its first quarter 2026 financial results on May 14th. The company offers healthcare and technology solutions through e-commerce and retail channels. For more information, visit the company's newsroom. Biomed News Breaks. Heartbeam Inc. expands Concierge cardiology footprint with Accolier Health Agreement. Heartbeam Inc. has signed a commercial agreement with Accolier Health, a Beverly Hills-based Concierge medical practice, to expand its footprint into Southern California. This move complements the company's presence in New York Metro, Dallas, and South Florida as it progresses with the commercialization of its cable-free 3D CG technology for remote cardiac monitoring and preventive cardiology. GameStop makes unexpected $55 billion, $500 million bid to acquire eBay. GameStop has made a surprising move by offering $55.50 billion to acquire eBay, one of the world's oldest and most well-known online marketplaces. The offer, which was not requested by eBay, has quickly drawn global attention and could reshape the future of both companies if it succeeds. Leading players like Alibaba Group Holding Limited in the e-commerce space will be watching. A comparison of ownership costs between used EVs and gas cars. Used electric vehicle sales are on the rise, closing in on prices of gas cars. In March, sales surged by 27.7% compared to last year and 53.9% from February, driven by a wave of vehicles coming off leases between late 2022 and 2023. Companies like Massimo Group are increasing EV availability, potentially reducing ownership costs. How homeowners, renters could benefit from balcony solar. Rooftop solar panels are found in just 5% to 7% of American households due to high installation costs, building constraints, and landlord restrictions. A smaller scale alternative, known as plug-in or balcony solar, is drawing attention as a more accessible option. As more families acquire these systems, solar energy companies like GeoSolar Technologies, Inc. could come up with variations designed to meet the needs of different sizes of families.
Tech media breaks. Knight Food Holdings, Inc. has launched its enterprise automation division under the brand TechForce Robotics, expanding its AI and robotics platform. The division will focus on providing automation solutions for industries like hospitality, healthcare, logistics, and advanced manufacturing. This move is part of the company's growth strategy to advance artificial intelligence, robotics, and automation technologies.
Mind Biotherapeutics Corp. files patent applications for voice-based intoxication detection. Mind Biotherapeutics Corp. has filed patent applications for voice-based intoxication detection, unveiling 15 AI-driven discoveries. The technology analyzes speech patterns to estimate drug and alcohol impairment without physical samples. Targeting mining and aviation sectors initially, the platform's applications extend to call centers, law enforcement, and mental health screening. The global drug and alcohol testing market is projected to reach $4.20 billion by 2033. Investor News Breaks. NRx Pharmaceuticals, Inc. receives FDA clearance for depression and suicidality trial. NRx Pharmaceuticals has received FDA clearance to begin a Phase 2 to 3 clinical trial for NRx-101 in patients with treatment-resistant major depressive disorder and suicidality. The trial will evaluate the drug in combination with transcranial magnetic stimulation and is set to enroll 240 participants across various treatment facility sites. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
Billion-dollar breaks, McCune Inc. reports Q1 results, advances plan to reach 250,000 to 300,000 GEOs by 2030. McCune Inc., a leading mining company, has reported strong first quarter 2026 financial results and outlined its plan to increase annual production to 250,000 to 300,000 gold equivalent ounces by 2030. The company is making progress on various projects in Canada, the U.S., South Mexico, and Argentina, including mine development, resource growth, and expansion initiatives. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
Rock Breaks, Trilogy Metals, Inc., NYSE American, NT, NQ, Wellis's, Alaska Land Transfer, supporting Ambler District Development. Trilogy Metals, Inc., welcomed the U.S. Department of the Interior's decision to transfer federal land in Alaska, supporting infrastructure development. The move could aid the Ambler Road Project and advance mineral exploration in the Ambler Mining District. Trilogy Metals holds a 50% interest in Ambler Metals LLC, focusing on the Upper Kobuk mineral projects in northwestern Alaska. South 32 has a joint venture with Trilogy Metals, aiming to develop the Ambler Mining District into a premier copper producer.
Mining News Breaks. Search Minerals, Inc. revises shares for debt transaction. Search Minerals, Inc. has revised its shares for debt transaction, settling $185,000 in outstanding debt by issuing 370,000 common shares at a deemed price of $0.50 per share. The amendment comes after one creditor opted out of the original arrangement. The transaction is subject to TSX Venture Exchange approval. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
Investor News Breaks, Nanovirucides, NNAI American, NNVC to participate in D. Boral Capital Global Conference. Nanovirucides, Inc., NNVC will be participating in the D5NAI NVC Boral Capital Global Conference on May 7, 2026 at the Plaza Hotel in New York City. Anil R. Daiwan, Ph.D., President and Executive Chairman, will be hosting one-on-one meetings with investors and interested parties from 9:45 a.m. to 2:45 p.m. ET.
Mission Iry News Breaks. Energy Fuels Inc. NYSE American IUQUU reports. Q1 results. Highlights $956.60 million in working capital, $36 million in revenue, $8.30 million in cash from operating activities, and a reduced net loss of $10.80 million. The company produced 790,000 pounds of finished U308 and is advancing uranium, REE, and mineral sands development initiatives across its portfolio.
A shift from summer ready to system level health via the Superhuman Protocol Challenge? The April 2026 Wellness Index report reveals a shift towards system level health with the Superhuman Protocol Challenge. Leading U.S. health wellness providers are moving away from seasonal weight loss trends to focus on cellular level health optimization. The challenge, powered by DaVinci Medical and endorsed by Damon John, promotes multimodality, practitioner-led protocols for long-term physiological function over short-term aesthetic outcomes. Entries for the challenge close on June 30th, 2026, with the winner announced on July 1st, 2026.
AN News Breaks. Beeline Holdings, Inc. achieves triple-digit growth, positions for scalable expansion. Beeline Holdings, Inc. reported triple-digit growth in Q4 2025, with a 127% increase in revenue to $2.50 million and a 44% rise in mortgage originations to $84.70 million. The company's success was fueled by its digital mortgage platform expansion, improved efficiency metrics, and the launch of Beeline Equity, a blockchain-enabled platform. With a focus on scaling its mortgage business and expanding AI and SSS capabilities in 2026, Beeline is poised for scalable growth.
Rock Breaks. Trilogy Metals Inc., NYSE America, NYSE America. TMQ reaches key milestone at Arctic Project. Trilogy Metals Inc. reaches a key milestone at its Arctic project in Alaska's Ambler Mining District. The company's joint venture, Ambler Metals LLC, has officially started federal permitting for the high-grade copper deposit. With copper demand rising due to various industries, this project's estimated average grade of approximately 5% copper equivalent sets it apart. The deposit's polymetallic nature further strengthens its economic viability.
Investor News Breaks Tonix Pharmaceuticals Holding Corp. secures GPO agreement covering 35 million lives for Tony Yaw. Tonix Pharmaceuticals Holding Corp. has secured a GPO agreement effective May 1, 2026, covering 35 million lives for Tony Yaw. This agreement with a leading group purchasing organization expands patient access to the FDA-approved fibromyalgia treatment. The company continues to pursue additional coverage across commercial and government channels, with existing Medicaid coverage in 38 states representing approximately 55 million lives. Biomed News Breaks Ontoletic Therapeutics, Inc. completes $12,500,000 N2B asset transfer to Lunai Bioworks, granting global rights to its N2B delivery system IP in biodefense in Alzheimer's disease fields. The agreement aims to develop CNS-targeted therapeutics, leveraging the N2B platform for intranasal delivery to the central nervous system. Lunai Bioworks will focus on biodefense and Alzheimer's, while Oncotelic retains rights for Parkinson's disease and sexual dysfunction indications.
Investor News Breaks, FT Nexus Inc., NASDAQ, FGNX, FGNX, P forms special committee to evaluate strategic alternatives, including FG Communities deal. FG Nexus formed a special committee to explore strategic options, including a potential business combination with FG Communities. The deal would expand the company's real-world asset platform into income-producing affordable housing. While discussions are in early stages, the committee has engaged an independent financial advisor for evaluation. Management sees the potential combination as a way to access durable cash flow from manufactured housing assets, aligning with their focus on real-world assets.
EdgeMode appoints capital market specialist Simon Kiro Watson to board of directors. EdgeMode in quote, Simon Kiro Watson, a capital market specialist to its board of directors. Kiro Watson's expertise in small-cap public markets and corporate finance will strengthen EdgeMode's governance as the company expands its AI infrastructure in Europe. With a significant development pipeline in Spain, totaling 4.35 GW, EdgeMode aims to leverage Kiro Watson's experience to enhance its market position and engage investors in its growth strategy.
Mission IR News breaks, Olinox Industries to implement 1-for-10 reverse stock split May 8th. Olinox Industries is set to implement a 1-for-10 reverse stock split of its common stock on May 8, 2026, at 12:01 a.m. Eastern Time. This move aims to boost the company's share price to meet NASDAQ's $1 minimum bid requirement, reducing outstanding shares from around 10.2 million to about 1.2 million while maintaining stockholder ownership percentages.
Service Robotics Rise transforms how businesses operate. Service robotics are transforming how businesses operate worldwide as organizations embrace automation to address workforce shortages and efficiency challenges. Market projections estimate significant growth from $31 billion in 2026 to over $131 billion by 2034. Knight Food Holdings, Inc., known as TechForce Robotics, is strategically positioning itself in this sector with real-world deployment and collaborations. Industry leaders like NVIDIA Corporation, Tesla Inc., and Amazon.com Inc. are also driving advancements in AI-driven robotics.
Network news breaks. Massimo Group launches Sentinel 770 HDACU TV. Targets $10 million revenue in 2026. Massimo Group has unveiled its new Sentinel 770 HVACU TV, now available for pre-orders and initial dealer orders. With integrated heating and cooling, this model aims to fill a gap in the UTV market by offering climate control below $20,000. The company anticipates the Sentinel line to bring in around $10 million in revenue by 2026, catering to consumer, commercial, fleet, agricultural, and municipal buyers.
Investor news breaks, Bioadaptives Inc. launches Mind Renew Nighttime Supplement for Cognitive Recovery. Bioadaptives Inc. has launched Mind Renew TM, a nighttime supplement aimed at supporting sleep quality and cognitive recovery. The product, part of the Mind System TM platform, addresses the critical gap in cognitive health due to insufficient sleep reported by over one-third of U.S. South adults. With 13 scientifically selected ingredients, including magnesium glycinate and lion's mane mushroom extract, Mind Renew TM complements the company's daytime product, Mind Med TM, for full 24-hour cognitive support.
Rock breaks. Canemar Energy Metals Corp. engages Exploratech for Schreibert Lake drill optimization. Canemar Energy Metals Corp. has engaged Exploratech for a geophysical review and drill optimization at its Schreibert Lake RE Niobium project in Greengrowlie, Ontario. The company aims to refine priority targets and optimize a planned drilling program, with Phase 1 deliverables expected by May 31, 2026. This move positions Canemar to swiftly mobilize upon receiving an Ontario exploration permit.
Nevada Organic Phosphate Inc. begins drill mobilization at flagship Murdoch Mountain Project. Nevada Organic Phosphate Inc. has commenced drill mobilization at its flagship Murdoch Mountain Project in Nevada. The 2026 program aims to enhance continuity, thickness, and grade of the Mead Peak Zone. The company's focus on organic phosphate aligns with the demand for raw phosphate rock in organic agriculture. With site readiness completed, the exploration target ranges are conceptual, pending further drilling. Rock breaks. PowerMax Minerals Inc. secures option to acquire 100% interest in Hopkins Rare Earths Project. PowerMax Minerals Inc. secures an option to acquire a 100% interest in the Hopkins Rare Earths Project in Northern Ontario. encompassing 5,900 hectares. The project, located within the Clay Howells Alkalic Rock Complex, shows potential for rare earth mineralization. This move aligns with the company's strategy to expand its REE-focused exploration portfolio in North America.
Investor news breaks. Knight Food Holdings, Inc. positions for growth in expanding AI-driven service robotics market. Knight Food Holdings, Inc. is strategically positioning itself in the expanding AI-driven service robotics market. With a focus on real-world deployment and strategic collaborations, the company is targeting hospitality, service, and biotech pharma environments through a robotics-as-a-service model. As the industry shifts towards practical, in-market deployment, Knight Food is advancing partnerships and infrastructure development to support global expansion within this growing sector.
Biomed news breaks. Volition Rx Limited NYSEI American. NYX reports high accuracy in feline cancer blood test study. Volition Rx Limited NYSEI American VNRX announced high accuracy in its new CoolVet feline prototype assay for detecting lymphoma in cats, achieving 97% specificity and identifying 86% of cases. This advancement in blood-based liquid biopsy tests for feline cancer addresses a significant unmet need in veterinary medicine, offering a commercial opportunity with potential milestone payments and revenue generation as the company expands in the companion animal oncology market. Tech media breaks. Data Vault AI Inc. announces $60 million registered direct offering. Data Vault AI announced the closing of its registered direct offering of approximately 109.1 million shares, generating gross proceeds of about $60 million. The company plans to use the net proceeds for deployment of its quantum-ready GPU edge network, infrastructure build-out, equipment, working capital, and general corporate purposes. Titan Partners acted as the sole placement agent for the offering.
Well, welcome to you. Welcome to you. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.